Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is hit by the pitch. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Severson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Savage moves to third. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Otis moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. It's Royals, 2, Brewers, 2. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. the Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-2 in the game. Severson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-2 in the game. Drago bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Severson moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Spriggs now playing right field. Pat Kelly now playing center field. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May is walked intentionally. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Savage bunts towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. May moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder is walked intentionally. Tito Francona pinch hits for Roberto Peña. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing second base. Ted Kubiak now playing shortstop. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 3 in the game. Schall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Severson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 2 in the game. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Berta pinch hits for Phil Roof. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis pinch runs for Bob Berta. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak bunts towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. One out. Floyd Wicker pinch hits for Marty Patton. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 4 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Harper moves to third. It's Royals, 3, Brewers, 3. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gill moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bernie Smith now playing right field. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bergmeier, and towards Rojas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 4 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Savage bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Savage moves to second. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gill is walked intentionally. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson fields it and throws to home to get May. Savage moves to third. Gill moves to second. Two outs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Severson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Severson. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-4 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savage scores. Gill moves to third. McNerney moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.